This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program is pre-recorded.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia, a radio.com station. And now, live from the Malamut & Associates Law Studios. This is Style with Stevola. Style with Stevola Sanchez, Philly's superstar of design and the self-proclaimed creator of tomorrow's unique style. Style with Stevola and his friends from around the fashion globe. And now, one of Philadelphia's most iconic providers of everything style. Stevola Sanchez.
Hello and welcome to the show, Style with Stevola. I'm your host, Stevola. Thank you for tuning in to 1210 WPHT, where every Saturday night you can listen to my guests and I talk about everything style, because style is more than one can see. So today, I am so honored and excited to have my guest on tonight's show. I cannot take it. I'm so excited. This woman is incredible. She's strong, talented, dedicated, hardworking, and most importantly, loving, very loving. Running a local business that has been around for almost 50 years, and I know will be around for the next 50, and then some. A business that she and her mother bring locals together to gather, to enjoy, to feel fabulous, and mingle. And don't forget to shop some of the best brands in the world. This incredible human being is the daughter of the legendary Joan Shep and the co-owner of the Joan Shep Boutique, someone who I love very much. Ellen Shep, welcome to the show.
Best introduction ever. Hello.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for taking the time out of your crazy, especially now crazy schedule to do the show. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Of course. I am truly honored and very happy to be here.
Sweet. So, I just want to get into questions because I just feel like we have so much to talk about. So let's just start with a little bit of the history. So if somebody doesn't know who Joan Shep is, and if you don't, you live under a rock. No, I'm just kidding. But you should know. You should know. But let's talk about the history. When can you remember your mother having a retail store? Was she always in retail?
Well, she was a travel agent back in the day and did accounting because of my grandfather. But then when I was really little, I remember she had opened the store. I remember we were all in the store and she was putting up wallpaper in the bathroom that was made out of real leaves.
And oh, wow.
I really remember she opened the store, but she was always home at 3:30 to get us off the bus. And in hindsight, I don't really know how she did it. She must have opened the store at 10 and closed it at 3:30 for us to get home.
Wow. That's
what I remember.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. So this is when she, first opened the store. She had special hours so she could still, pick you up from school or from the bus.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so
sweet. I don't know if she left anybody in the store or they just had certain hours, but she was never not there for my sister and I, ever.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Crazy. She's an incredible human being. I love a story that she told me once that she opened a store and she called it Eyesight, but it was clothing. And everyone came in thinking it was an eyeglass store.
It was called Joan Shep's Fashion.
Oh, okay. That's. Oh no, Eyesight's a different company.
She didn't realize it until I think it was Joan Shep Fashion Eye for years. And then somebody said, "So you sell eyeglasses?" And it occurred to her that this is probably a bad idea and she probably should just take that off.
So do you know what made her choose this profession? Was it a passion of hers? Was she always fabulous and fashionable?
So she was always fabulous. I mean, I didn't know at the time, but looking back and looking at pictures, she was always really creative in every possible way. And I don't know. I mean, I think part of it was out of necessity. Part of it was that she definitely has always been an energetic woman. She wasn't somebody who was going to sit home, but yet she got up at the crack of dawn and she made us breakfast. She got us off to school, and she just had to keep going. So I think it was just a natural. She wasn't going to be a housewife forever. Like, she really needed more stimulation and get the creative juices going somewhere. So right. I think it was just a natural progression.
Right, right. Well, I can attest to that because, I mean, your mom now, I mean, having the store as long as she has, or you guys having the store as long as you have it and still have it, the energy she still has is insane. I mean, it's wonderful, but it's unbelievable. It's great. It's great to see her so energetic and still so creative. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
So, so when did you decide to start working with your mom?
So I didn't actually consider it until I was in my first year of college at University of Maryland, and I came home during Christmas break. And I ran into a girl who I went to high school with. Mm-hmm. And we just started talking. She told me she went to Philadelphia College of Textiles and Sciences. And I was asking her a bunch of questions. She told me all this interesting stuff. And I had dinner with my mother that night. And I don't actually remember the conversation at all. But when I left, we left dinner, I was transferring at the end of my full first year of University of Maryland to textile.
Mm-hmm.
And so I applied. I got in. And my second year, I moved back to Philly into the dorms and started at Philadelphia College of Textiles and Sciences, and also started working full-time at our store in Lafayette Hill. So that was 1984.
Wow. So you had a store before in Central Philly. You had in Lafayette Hills, you said?
In Lafayette Hill in the suburbs, 5 minutes from our house, we had our very first store.
And was it called Joan Shep?
It was. Well, it was Joan Shep Fashion Eye, and then it became Joan Shep.
So how did it, like, tell us a little bit more about the story. So did when you were in college or you finished college, you wanted to start working with your mom, like, how, like, did you, like, walk in one day and be like, you know, I want to work with you on the store, or did, like, she approach you, or how did that all start?
So when I actually started my second year at Textile, I lived on campus and I would drive 10 minutes down the road to our Lafayette Hill store. It was kind of autopilot. I worked there full time, 5 days a week while I was in college, and I worked in receiving. This was before, I hate to say this, before computers. And so everything was manual. So I was young and I used to work in the back office. I received the merchandise. I used to slash it was just a big Bible of inventory. It was all manual. And I used to slash everything that was sold off the tickets so we could keep track of inventory and sales. And I did that, I don't know, for a couple years. And then I'll never forget the first time I went on the sales floor to wait on a customer. It was just this little woman who couldn't wear wool, only cotton. And I just started helping her, and she was really extra nice. And that was my first experience onto the sales floor. And then I guess it was just a bug I got, and I loved it. I just love hanging out with women and having fun. And so I did that a few more years, and then I graduated college, and we had opened a second store in Elkins Park. And so I helped open that, and then eventually...
Well, wait, hold that thought, because...
I never managed.
Hold that thought, Ellen, because we have to go to a break. But everybody, please stay tuned, because we have so much more with the amazing Ellen Shep. Come back with us.
Now back to Style with Stevola.
Welcome back. You are listening to Style with Stevola on 1210 WPHT, where I am here chatting it up with Ellen Shep, the co-owner of the legendary Joan Shep Boutique. So, Ellen, we were just talking about kind of your growth within the Joan Shep boutique, starting in Lafayette Hills, and then you started to say you opened another location?
We opened our store in Elkins Park, and that's when I had graduated college, mm-hmm. and that's probably where I really learned most of, it was a big transition for me because I was old enough to appreciate and start to understand and really listen to what was going on and pay attention. So we still have two women who have been with us 30 something years.
Wow.
I actually lost track, but I would listen to them, talk to their customers, and they became friends and they were really honest. And that's really where I got sucked in because it just was so genuine that I never liked the idea of salespeople, like
right.
car salesmen or, you know, that kind of mentality. And so this was a really genuine way to be in sales without the, just the title of being in sales. And so I learned a lot about display and merchandising because we had amazing girls that worked for us. Women that worked for us. And I learned a lot in that period because I was in my early 20s at that point. And it was an amazing store and a great transition into the real world for me.
Right, right. Well, I love that you're saying how, you know, you pretty much had to pay your dues. You know what I mean? You didn't just, because, I mean, part of me like thinks like nowadays, you know, even in hiring, new employees, there's a sense of entitlement that comes along with it, you know, and I feel like it's really important that, you know, that when you start an industry, whether you're a daughter of a successful business, like it's really, really important to pay your dues and to really, truly learn the industry the right way, right? Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, you get like a good, you start from the ground level. And a lot of people think, well, starting at the bottom, but it's not necessarily the bottom, but I took the trash out. I stacked hangers. I steamed all the merchandise. I ticketed everything. But it also allowed me to really understand the entire big picture of the business because
right.
by the time I got a few years later, it was a no-brainer. It was like I hadn't even learned it because it was so natural because I did everything anybody ever needed.
Right.
And so it does help. Even when I interview people now, I have an understanding because I interviewed, I worked in other places, I did co-ops. And so it just gave me a better perspective
right.
on young people. And
is one of your interview questions?
What they go through.
Oh, sorry. Say that again. I'm sorry. Say
it
that
just
last
gave time. Me a better perspective. A better perspective of what when young people come to interview with me, I'm not completely clueless. I kind of understand because I did a lot of interviewing with other businesses before and even not during, before when I was in college. So I understand the interview process and the either the stress or the wonder when you're young and in college, what that feels like.
Right, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Is one of your interview questions, will you take out the trash?
Well, in so many words, it is. Like,
right.
I like to hire yes people. Like, I really tried to be a yes person. I worked with somebody who was a yes person. And so it's part of, it's human nature if you're like that. And I don't think I was like that.
Yeah.
I think I actually had to learn it because I could appreciate that, having that advantage.
Right.
You
right.
know, in life in general.
Right. Now, do you think that your mother was extra hard on you because of, you know, you're her daughter, you know? And I mean, you're eventually going to take over this business, right? So when you're like, you know, learning all the ropes, do you feel like that she was a little extra hard on you or you think that she was pretty fair?
She was definitely not hard on me. She was really fair and she just wanted me to learn. And she really wanted me to make my own decisions and forge my own path.
Amazing.
Which in hindsight, now that I'm a mother, I understand, like, you don't want to talk your kid into something. So, no, she wasn't hard on me
Good.
At all.
No.
And as we got through the business, you know, we had different dynamics. No, not at all.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, just, you know, with the short time being, you know, with you guys and working together, She is absolutely fair. I just was very interested on your perspective because you and I've never talked about it. So I just thought it would be a fun, interesting question. But it's
And I think in a lot of family businesses, that's the way it is that the owners or the parents are hard on their own kids more than the regular employees because they feel like they're going to benefit in the end. But it's just not. And I don't feel like that way with my kid. Like, Max comes to work sometimes, and I just want to be clear and fair.
Right.
I don't think harshness in life gets you anywhere.
Agree.
So
1,000%. So let's move on and let's talk about the product in the store, because I feel like some people have like a misconception about the product that you sell in the boutique. I mean, you have obviously the best brands and you have high-end brands, but you also have some brands with some pretty good price points. Can you like kind of elaborate on that?
Yeah, easily. So when we even started in Lafayette Hill 100 years ago, my mother was always about, I always want anyone to be able to walk in our front door of our store and be able to shop and feel good and find something, whether it was a $12 piece of jewelry or a $1,000 dress. That's who we were. And to this day, 50 years later, that is who we are.
Right.
Like, for sure. Like, anyone can walk in. It is a full, crazy range of price points and looks, conservative and funky and crazy. Designer from Europe that's very expensive and, you know, something that's $3,000 and then something that's truly amazing that's, you know, $82.
Right.
So it wasn't about buying cheap things. It was the hunt of finding amazing quality and artistry at a really good price.
Right.
And that's what I'm still learning. When she finds these crazy good things, this was the fun of our kind of business.
Right. And I would love to add that it's the best of the best, in my opinion. Like, I really feel like you really pick so many amazing pieces that, you know, I try to stuff myself into them. There are pieces that fit. I was like in my heyday when like all the designers were doing oversized garments. Cause I was like, woo, you know, now it's, it's not so much so, but you do buy like incredible, incredible pieces. And you do kind of like find, you know, the right pieces in all different price points that, you know, just make things feel really special and really new. And I think that's pretty incredible. Now you kind of talked.
You know, we don't have anybody.
No, please, please.
So we don't, you know, a lot of these stores, they work for somebody else. And so because we are just us, we can do whatever we want. So we can go off into tangents of, you know, my mother would buy vintage clothing or she would buy just different categories that we didn't have before. Or I just started picking up incredible vintage belt buckles. So we have the ability to do what we want without having to go to somebody for approval. And I feel like our kind of store, really, we really benefit because in bigger stores with structure, there's a formula and you stick to the formula.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really have a formula. It's just every season there's a different moment in time that's really exciting and new and unexpected.
Right, so, right. And I think also too, what I think that's really important that I just wanted to mention is I love that you know, on in certain seasons or on certain trips when you do go and, you know, when we all could travel overseas and go to, you know, all the different shows and, you know, go to the different markets, that you actually include your staff because they, you know, have their customers and they may have a different perspective, so they can bring some newness, which I think is really, really amazing.
Oh, for sure. They're a wealth of information, like secrets. And so for owners who don't bring in their employees, who are the ones that are with the customers day and night, it's crazy to me. So, we spend a lot of time with our staff and travel as much as we can with them because it just makes sense. And
right.
It's fun.
Right. Yeah, no, it's amazing. It's wonderful.
So much fun.
Yeah. And then, so let's
just
bounce. Right. Let's bounce back though. Just because I like what you said. You said anybody can walk through the front door and they could find something. So would you say that there is a certain customer that you guys cater to, or is it really a broad perspective? Like, I just want to hear your thoughts on that.
So it's definitely broad. I mean, in most businesses, you have a clientele. Our clientele is like my customers' kids. So they could be 18 to 85. There's not an age. I mean, I'd have to say the majority is probably 35 to 75, but it's really, the focus is more on the artistry and the creativeness of our customers. And so it kind of ends up breaking down, because as we go and buy, we look at, oh, I think this person would love this. Well, that person represents hundreds of other women who dress like her.
Right.
And same thing for, oh, she would love this Rick Owens jacket. Well, there's hundreds of women who dress like her. So I don't know if that answers your question, but it's really broad. And the only thing that's specific is that our customers really like things that are different and aren't in every other store.
Right. Well, we need to take another break, but I want to talk more about that because I think it's important that, you know, about the customer base, that it is really broad, and we can share some ideas as far as like the brands that you carry to give some, you know, the people a little bit more understanding of the broadness of the product. So we will have more with Ellen Shep, the co-owner of the amazing Philadelphia boutique, Joan Shep. We'll be back.
Once again, Stevola Sanchez.
Welcome back. You are listening to Style with Stevola on 1210 WPHT. If you are just tuning in, you missed the first half of the show. Boo. No, I'm just kidding. But not to worry. You can go to radio.com or download the app and search Style with Stevola, where you can listen to this show and all the other past shows. Check it out. I am here with Ellen Shep, the daughter of Joan Shep and the co-owner of the Joan Shep Boutique. Hello, Ellen.
Hello, Stevola.
Okay, so we were just talking about, you know, just the customer base, and you know, I asked a specific question like, who would you say your customer is? And I love the fact that your answer was, I mean, it's a broad, like, I honestly wouldn't say that there is just one customer. It's like, it's so broad. Like, I mean, you have incredible brands, you know, like Comme des Garçons Play, you have like Kenzo, who are kind of, I feel, geared more towards a younger customer. Would you agree?
Yeah, it's just amazing that when I buy like Rick Owens, who I thought was going to be this hip, cool woman, all of these collections that are probably geared a little bit younger.
Yep.
My older customer, and I have to be careful because now I think I'm one of them.
well, I definitely
am. That are buying it. They're the ones that are buying it and feeling really cool and groovy, but age appropriate.
Right.
So it's sometimes I'm really surprised that I'll buy this for who I think it's for, let's say the 30, 40, 50s. But really, it's selling to the 70s,
right.
And they're making it look amazing, and they're rocking it. So it's really a guessing game.
Right.
Because some of my 60s and 70s are cooler than my younger customers sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow. So let's now talk about, you know, running the store. Do you have a favorite part about your role running the store?
I guess my favorite thing, I guess there's a couple, is playing with clothes, hanging out with customers, and just playing with customers, making them happy, but putting these crazy cool things together where you just can't go to a normal store and have that happen, where we have a big enough store and we have such a crazy assortment that no one walks out of here in the same outfit because of how we put it together. So I love putting customers together, mm-hmm. and I love the whole buying aspect of it. I love the relationships that I have with these amazing people all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just such a highlight. And of course, right now is one of the most difficult things. And I do love display and merchandising, because it's like putting a crazy good outfit on, but the mannequin doesn't tell you she doesn't like it, so I get to put it on. And now I don't even have to do that because you do it.
Yes, mannequins don't talk back.
No.
Oh, that's funny. I love that. Now, you don't have to answer this, but I wanted to ask it because I thought it would be kind of fun. But do you have like a worst part or something that you just don't like to do?
I don't like saying no. I think it's a really, it's always been hard for me in general. And it's something that I've really had to learn, because in general, it's not something I have to do very often. But there's times when you have to kind of draw a line.
Yep.
Where it becomes unreasonable, or I don't know. I mean, it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
But I think because I've been really lucky.
Yep.
I mean, I think that's it. I don't like saying no, and I don't like being negative. And you know, there's times in business, of course, for you to be a successful business person, you actually have to make some difficult decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So I do it. I just don't love it.
Right. Makes sense. Good answer. So I've seen you in action with customers, going back to customers, and you honestly, you're incredible. I mean, how you work with your clients and how you style them, how much fun you're having while you're doing it. I want you to tell us about it, just like that experience, and where does all that come from? Because, you know, there is obviously a tremendous amount of talent, but do you feel that part of that was learned? Because the way you just can whip an outfit together for a customer is pretty insane.
Oh, I love you.
It's true.
I don't know how to answer that. I think part of it is that I just grew up in it for so long, and I've watched the ladies that have been with me forever, what they've done.
Yeah.
And then I kind of have my twist to it. But it's not very thoughtful. It's kind of like I can feel that little tingling when I have like a skirt in my hand that's a print, and I'm walking around the store with it trying to find something that's going to jump out and be like, I call it chemistry of fashion. And it's just this.
I love that.
I can't even explain it. It's just this little energy that goes on and it kind of jumps out. It's not thoughtful. It's not. I don't know if you can learn it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's experience.
Yeah, it makes sense because it's part of it's like creativity. It's like you just having a creative moment, and you can't it's hard for me when they're like, well, how did you come up with this? And then you have to kind of think about how you did, and you're like,
yeah. But I love to share, like when I'm with the customers, like I love to show them like this with this, and they're like, I never would have thought of that. And then I'll throw a few other options, and they're like, oh, I get it, because there's some thread that connects two different prints together, or you know, there's some thread. And so I love to do that with customers and with people and with students, and I've done work with, you know, colleges and stuff, and it really is fun to share. It's almost like a secret that, you know, nobody really knows what it is, but kind of to share that creative, because most people don't play so much.
Right. I agree 1,000%. So the company has been in business for almost 50 years. Congratulations, by the way. That's incredible. Can you share with us how the business has changed from when you joined to now? I mean, general, you know, just in general, the business side of it. Because I know you guys have had some issues recently, and I want to talk about those. But I just want to kind of like how you feel the business has shifted a bit.
Well, the whole world has shifted. I think
yes,
the best way to explain it is that not the changes, but because our core has always been solid, where there's nothing else my mother and I want to do. There's nothing else that gets the juices flowing and the energy that we put into it. And so all the issues in the world and in the business and in the industry that have come up, it's kind of like, okay, this sucks, but, you know, it's not like there's a choice whether you keep going or not. So a new season comes, a new day comes, and so as far as the core of the business, people who are into fashion and the fun of it and the excitement, I always relate it to smoking. Like, if you're a smoker, you're going to keep smoking. So whether you're in a pandemic or you're, you know, locked up someplace, you're still have that passion. And so thank God for people who love and adore it, because they're the constant. And so in between this whole change and the last 50 years of the business, the constant of our passion and the constant of the customers that they have and the excitement they have every season, everything else is just kind of highs and lows.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. I love that. So we have to go to another break, but I know that, you know, the just recently the business has been hit pretty hard with a couple things, one being the pandemic, and then two being, you know, that terrible break-in. And I want to, you know, spend a little bit of time on that just to get your perspective on it. And I know firsthand, you know, how incredible you guys have been through the whole thing. But, you know, I just want to talk about that when we come back. So please stay tuned, and we will have more with Ellen Chep from the Joan Chep Boutique.
This is Style with Stevola. Style with Stevola.
Welcome back. You are listening to Style with Stevola, and I'm your host, Stevola. Remember to go to radio.com and check out all the Style with Stevola shows. Binge listen. Have fun. Also, check me out on social media, Style with Stevola and Stevola, both on Instagram. I'm here with Ellen Chep, the daughter of Joan Chep and the co-owner of the Joan Chep Boutique. So, Ellen, you are from the legendary House of Chep. Where can people, I love that, it sounds so fabulous. Where can people find your site and social media outlets? I just want to like make sure that people can find you.
So Instagram and Facebook is Joan Chep, and our website is joanchep.com. And we're at 1811 Chestnut with an exciting opening by appointment this Tuesday.
Woohoo! Finally. Woohoo! So we're going to get to that, and we're going to share all the details, but I just want to go back, because we were talking about right before the break, we kind of went in and we started to talk about the pandemic and the crazy break-in and, you know, and everything that you guys have been through. But I just really want you to get your thoughts and your perspective on, you know, on survival and your positivity. I mean, it's just, I mean, I'll let you speak. I don't want to speak for you.
Well, this was definitely a humongous, I mean, really all of 2020. And after being closed for 3 or 4 months from the pandemic and then the riots hit, it was definitely, it was a lot, you know. It was a lot to understand and to wrap your head around, and to learn and to really try and understand what was going on.
Right.
And so it truly was a storm that we all lived through. And for us, it was understanding how we are involved and how what part we play and the role that we play, and the riot that hit and really destroyed most of the store. You know, how do we look at it? And so I have to say, I think after the initial shock or surprise, because I don't think anybody knew this was going to come the way it did, after we had time to think, it's kind of an exciting time to be a part of, that there is actually change happening. And
yep.
It's not moving fast enough. The actual change, we're just happy to be a part of. And the riots, as difficult as that was for us, in this really bizarre way, I learned a lot. I had quite a few difficult conversations, and I learned more in this time than I can express. And so I'm kind of grateful coming out of this, you know, storm that we came through, and that I want to be a part of this change. And I've really have a different perspective and outlook of really what needs to happen and how the business is involved and what to learn. Yep. So, you know, now we're moving on to, you know, present and future.
Right, so. Right. And I just want to include, like, which, you know, I admire and I think is so wonderful, is you guys always give back, you know, to the community, and you always have. And I think that's really admirable. So I just wanted to add that, because, you know, people don't see everything. You know what I mean? They just think it's a boutique, but it's pretty incredible, all the events and all the support that you give back to the community and the city. I think it's pretty commendable.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And we're really looking forward to doing more. And now that I have learned, and we have learned so much more than we ever imagined, there's now new creative ways of being in support of the change that's happening and has to continue to happen.
Right. Agree. 1,000%. Now, for the really, really exciting news, which you mentioned at the beginning of the segment, is this store will be opening soon. Tell us about the opening details. I want all the details.
Well, I have to start by saying, Steve, you better finish up, because you have a lot of work to do. We wouldn't be able to open these front doors if Stevella was not giving up sleep for the last, I don't know, few months. We're going to open on Tuesday by appointment only, because there's a lot of juggling to do, and we want to make sure everybody feels safe. But we are very fortunate in that we are a boutique, and we have a lot of space, and we have more sanitizing things and thermometers and masks and more than anyone could ever want, so that people can come in kind of like a casino and forget about the real world and have fun, play with clothes, have some champagne. Everybody has their mask. We have ways to sanitize everything afterwards. But we are lucky. We have this big space, and we've had tremendous support from our designers who have sent us merchandise in this weird time. And we have pre-fall coming in. And so as long as anybody just wants to give a call to the store, we'll set up an appointment. And we just can't wait. We're so excited after all this time since March 16th to be able to get back to what we really love.
So it's this coming Tuesday, correct? Is when you start?
Tuesday the 18th.
Woo! Yeah. Okay. And it, I want to reiterate, appointment only. So you must call to make an appointment. Now, someone would just call in. How does somebody make an appointment if they're a new customer or client?
So they can just call the store and say, hey, I've never been in before, but I would really love to spend some time. We'll talk to you and see, like, you know, and then we'll just really, it's just to figure out how much time to block off.
Yep.
And then you come in and play. There's no obligation. There's absolutely no pressure. This whole appointment thing is really because people do spend a good amount of time here. And so you can't just have like a line outside, because some people never leave.
Right.
And so it'll be much safer for everybody's health to have, we have, you know, less people in the store, of course, because I also have employees that run the ship and that, you know, are everything to the business. And, but it will be, if when you come to visit, it is another kind of rebirth for Joan Shep of everything. You'll see the artwork and the art installations that Steve Allah has done at Joan Shep tirelessly and crazily of what's going on in the store is just unreal. So I'm really excited for everybody to see it, and we'll have photos and stuff, but even if it, like, really just to come see what's going on in here is exciting. I come in every morning, and Stevella and sometimes Vic is, they're just sprinkling fairy dust here of beautiful displays and merchandising and floor work and painting and, you know, so I really am proud and really excited for everybody.
Thank you.
See.
Thank you. And I'm really, I mean, thank you for letting me, you know, allowing me to come into your space and just be creative and let the, like my, like all these ideas in my head just spill out. It's been pretty, pretty amazing. We did miss though
well,
that you,
it's a love fest.
Yes, it is. We did miss the new store hours just so people know if they need to work it within their schedule, right? You are open.
Yes.
Days and times.
We are open from Tuesday to Saturday, 11 to 5. But give us a call because we'll certainly try and accommodate whatever you need.
Yeah.
But those are the shorter hours and the shorter days for now. Everything is just we're living in the moment, and we're going to see, you know, how this goes, and whatever changes we'll certainly share with everybody.
Awesome. Well, Ellen, again, thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this interview with me. And I think, you know, the listeners are, they are really, really enjoying everything that we're talking about. And one last time, just let them know where they can find you, like your social media outlets and your website.
So the Instagram and Facebook is Joan Shep, and the website is joanshep.com. And you can always call the store and just talk to a human.
Yeah, I love
really
it. I love it. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the end of our show. You know, we will see you next Saturday night, same time, same place, in front of your radio. And, you know, we'll have a lot more shows in the near future, week after week. All right. So keep listening and please take care of yourselves and each other. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to Style with Stevola, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Kraus at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program has been pre-recorded.